The reading is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. So come to him, to the living stone, which was rejected by men, but chosen by God, and of great worth to him. You also, as living stones, must be built up into a spiritual temple, and form a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For you will find in Scripture, I am laying in Zion a chosen cornerstone of great worth. Whoever has faith in it will not be put to shame. So for you who have faith, it has great worth. But for those who have no faith, the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and also a stone to trip over, a rock to stumble against. They trip because they refuse to believe the word. This is the fate appointed for them. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, a people claimed by God for his own, to proclaim the glorious deeds of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were outside his mercy, but now you are outside no longer.
Last weekend I was visiting one of our parishes in Bedfordshire, and I was sitting in the kitchen with Canon Benny Noonan, not having a cup of tea because I don't like tea. But as I sat there, I couldn't miss the collage of photographs taken 20 years ago at the opening of this wonderful building. At the opening of Christ the Cornerstone. I recognized Her Majesty and various others there as well. As Bishop John said, what a wonderful name for this church, Christ the Cornerstone. Christ the Living Stone. A cornerstone, of course, sets a direction. And Christ sets a direction for us, making all of us living stones. And in this building, a community of living stones truly striving to be fully aligned together on Christ and on each other. And what a journey it's been for those of you involved for the last 20 years, and the changes and the joys and the sorrows involved in that journey. I guess we've moved on to be reciprocal in the gifts we offer each other, in the sharing of those gifts, in respecting and honoring one another. Always holding on to our common baptism. And even in our imperfect community, being Christ to Milton Keynes. And thinking of gifts, I'd just like us to recognize and offer gifts which I think are so relevant to our society today. The gift of belonging. We belong in Christ. A gift which not everyone shares. A sense of isolation and loneliness is so obvious. The gift of meaning. We have a meaning for our lives in Christ. Another gift we can share with our society. And in that reading there was a reference to the mercy that the Lord has shown us. To be a Christian, we have to experience and take to heart the merciful forgiveness of God. And I think in that we are able to offer the gift of compassion to a very hard world. And so I see this place as the vision was given to us at the beginning of being almost something Pope Benedict spoke about as a kind of courtyard of the Gentiles for Milton Keynes, where there is this strong temple of Christ with a space for those of other faiths and of no faith, in which the gift of belonging, the gift of meaning, and the gift of compassion are very much alive. A place of gifts, a sign of God's presence.